Tour 101 is back as we move into a new parasha, Re'eh, which means see. The first word of the portion of the week found in Devarim, chapter 11, verse 26, the word see. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the mitzvot of Adonai your God that I am giving you today. And the curse, if you don't listen to the mitzvot of Adonai your God, but turn aside from the way I am ordering you today and follow other gods that you have not known. Free will choice being given to the children of Israel. Choose blessing or choose cursing. Remember, the idea of blessing comes with it increase. The idea of cursing implies decrease. Life can increase for you, or life can decrease for you. God is saying to his people, the choice is obvious. Choose blessing, choose increase. You'll receive increase by listening to my commandments, which means not only hearing it, but doing them. The ancient rabbis from the Midrash, Rabbi Levi, compared the proposition that we just read about in Deuteronomy to a master who offered his servant a golden necklace if the servant would do the master's will, or iron chains if he did not. Rabbi Joshua ben Levi taught that when a person makes the choice to follow God and observes the words of the Torah, a procession of angels passes before the person to guard the person from evil, bringing into effect the promised blessing. Verse 29, when Adonai your God brings you into the land you are entering in order to take possession of it, you are to put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Both are west of the Yarden, the Jordan, in the direction of the sunset, in the land of the Canaanites living in the Arava, across from Gilgal, near the pistachio trees of Morah. So the specific place that God asks the Levites to pronounce the blessings that God is going to give. The blessings directed toward one mountain, the curses directed towards the other. Verse 31, for you are to cross the Jordan, to enter and take possession of the land Adonai your God is giving you. You are to own it and live in it. And you are to take care to follow all the laws and rulings I'm setting before you today. Here are the laws and rulings you are to observe and obey in the land Adonai, the God of your ancestors, has given you to possess as long as you live on earth. And here are the mitzvot, or the commandments, that God finds to be of supreme importance at this point for his people. You must destroy all the places where the nations or the goyim that you are dispossessing serve their gods, whether on high mountains, on hills, or under some leafy tree. Break down their altars, smash their standing stones to pieces. Remember, the ancient peoples of the Middle East and really around the world were focused on the gods of nature. Trees, hills. God says, break down the altars, smash their standing stones, burn up their sacred poles completely, and cut down the carved images of their gods. Exterminate their name from that place. So Adonai, using the people of Israel to execute judgment upon the beliefs, the religious practices, the idolatry. God seeking to establish himself in the eyes of his people as the one true God. We would say he was establishing the concept of monotheism, which in those days was unusual, out of the ordinary. But notice the attributes of their ancient religious practices: trees, hills, standing stones, which we see all over England and Scotland, ancient. Burn up their sacred poles, so poles or tree trunks that were decorated. But you are not to treat Adonai your God this way, verse 4. Rather, you are to come to the place where Adonai your God will put his name, speaking of the future temple to be built in Jerusalem. He will choose it from all your tribes, and you will seek out that place, which is where he will live, and go there. You will bring there your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes or tenths that you set aside for Adonai, the offerings that you give, the offerings you have vowed, your voluntary offerings, and the firstborn of your cattle and sheep. There you will eat in the presence of Adonai your God, and you will rejoice over everything you set out to do, you and your households, in which Adonai your God has blessed you. Verse 8, you will not do things the way we do them here today, where everyone does whatever in his own opinion seems right. Now, doesn't that describe the times that we live in? Whatever in his own opinion seems right. Because you haven't yet arrived at the rest and inheritance which Adonai your God is giving you. But when you cross the Jordan and live in the land Adonai your God is having you inherit, and he gives you rest from all your surrounding enemies, so that you are living in safety. And that is where today's portion comes to an end. More to come tomorrow. Torah 101 Daily. Show me.